Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. A couple hours of talking farming and stuff, and like the markets that affect the pocketbooks of all farmers out there, and the harvest progress. We'll check in with Alicia Harstead, Barnes and Stutzman County Extension agent, and we'll got a sugar beet harvest report for you. Sunflowers are not going through the combine very much lately. Everybody else is focused on soybeans and corn, but sunflowers aren't far behind. John Sandbachen, National Sunflower Association, will join us here in about an hour. We've got late Nathan Losey of Ag Resource. Mike Kruger will we'll pick his brain, and we'll tell you all about the Pink at the Pump promotion coming up this month from the Ethanol and Corn Council in North Dakota. But we take, for almost 20 years, we've taken opportunities to promote the work of Farm Rescue. And we're going to do that right now because this week, a major event for the folks at Farm Rescue. Program Manager for Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman, joins us now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mick. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Yes, we love to promote what you guys do and encourage people to support what you do. There have been so many black swan events. Folks who've got 401ks are feeling the financial pain. But there is never, I don't think, anything that will eclipse when a farmer gets injured and is unable to farm. That is a tough, tough time. And for Tom Odegaard, he had an accident this spring, but Farm Rescue is coming to his rescue. Tell us a little bit about Tom Odegaard's story, Dan.
Yeah, so Tom is up there in Georgetown, Minnesota area, just north of Moorhead, and earlier this spring had fallen down a flight of stairs and sustained some pretty bad injuries to his leg and underwent some surgery shortly after that, but it's really kind of hindered what he's been able to do the last few months here as he recovers, and so they had reached out to Farm Rescue to come up and help with the fast approaching harvest, which is now here. And so we're hoping to get rolling today on a few hundred acres of soybeans for that family. And again, a little rain in the forecast. We're hoping that stays away for the time being, but just honored to be there. And again, like any family that we're there helping, just an honor to extend a helping hand during a very difficult time of year in a normal year. So like you said, it can truly make or break an operation to have that unexpected injury or illness, and we love to be there and hopefully get them through and on to the next season.
You bet. All right. Well, again, I know Tom is very appreciative of the work you do, but you can't do the work without all your volunteers, with all the companies like RDO who provide equipment for you to use. So who all is involved, and about how many combines are you going to have up there this week?
Oh boy, we again, it truly takes a village. I can't understate that. Like you said, it's volunteers, it's individual donors, grantors, and of course those business sponsors like John Deere, RDO, Gooseneck Implement, local level and corporate level sponsors that make our mission possible. This year, John Deere from the corporate level has sponsored four combines for us to get us through the harvest season. We have about 175 engine hours on each of those combines to get the work done, and we try to keep them, you know, spread out across our territory to help as many families as we can. We're up to seven states now, and we're adding an eighth here in the spring. We're going to be launching into Illinois and helping families there. So even more support needed on the financial front and equipment front. But like I said, we got four sponsored combines for the harvest, and we have one that we were able to purchase thanks to a fundraiser. And we have the names of all the folks that contributed to that combine right there on the side. So we're proudly driving that up and down the field, and just a huge thanks to everybody that makes our mission possible.
That is awesome. So you go from, we started in the Dakotas, North Dakota, South Dakota, got Nebraska, Montana, Minnesota, Kansas, Iowa, and now Illinois next spring, huh?
You bet.
That is pretty
absolutely
cool.
And again, almost 1,000 families we're up to. I think we're going to hit that milestone sometime in the spring or maybe midsummer next year. So again, it's it's taken a lot of people to get there, and so many incredible volunteers out there serving as our boots on the ground. And again, we got a great group of them there up around Georgetown this week, helping the Odegaards.
Now, obviously, the mother of invention is necessity, but what necessitated your expansion into Illinois? Do you have more folks who have requested, or do you have people that say, hey, you come to Illinois, we'll help you out?
It's kind of a combination of the two. Again, we hear, you know, there are a lot of states that are heavy in agriculture, and we're finding more and more that this type of help is needed in a lot more places than just the Dakotas. And so we've kind of maintained that slow growth over the years. We don't want to overextend ourselves, but when the time is right and we have all the things in place, financially and equipment wise and volunteer wise to add another state, we'll do that. And again, we have some great sponsors that have said, you know, we have a lot of customers in the state of Illinois that would benefit from this as well. And so with their help, we're launching into that state. And I would imagine when conditions are right, we'll keep expanding.
Wow. All right. And again, all with the help of some people who do believe in what you do and show that belief in the form of some cash donations. Although labor is great, equipment is marvelous, but cash makes the world go around in ag, huh?
I think any nonprofit's going to tell you that. Again, we're a 501c3, so it's, you know, everything we do is made possible through the generosity of others. And there's a lot of people, like you said, that really have gotten behind what we're trying to accomplish and the work we're trying to do in helping those farm families that are going through a tough time. Again, it truly takes a village to carry out the work that we're trying to carry out, and just so many people to be thankful for.
For sure. All right. Tom Odegaard, farm up around Georgetown, Minnesota, ruptured his patella tendon, did a lot of surgery to repair the damage, but just having a tough recovery. So you've got a couple of combines, or one there and three spread out, or what's the logistics?
Yeah. We're pretty spread out right now. So yeah, we'll have one of our combines up there and a grain truck as well to do some hauling to the elevator. We're also, I think, just wrapped up around Munich, North Dakota. So up there in north central North Dakota with a wheat case, kind of a late wheat crop that we're helping, another farm injury that brought us there. We've been working down around Breckenridge, Minnesota the past few days, wrapped up in, east central Nebraska, Newman Grove. There's a couple different families, one in Newman Grove, one in Central City, Nebraska, dealing with some illness. So we have a combine down there. And then we're also doing a little bit of hay hauling for a couple around McHenry, North Dakota, that the husband injured his back, and the wife just recently had Achilles tendon surgery. So they needed some bales, a few hundred bales hauled from field to farm. And again, there's a few different services that we offer or that we can offer. And we try to be there when those families need us.
Dan, are you maxed out for this fall, or are you still taking applications for harvest assistance this fall?
We are getting pretty close to being maxed out. I would say, you know, one or two more cases. That's according to our field ops manager. Last time I talked to him, we're getting pretty close to full up on the schedule. But like I said, we could probably manage a couple more if there's someone out there that could use some help this harvest season, going through a difficult time, whether it be as a result of injury or illness or natural disaster.
Yeah. All right. Well, that, of course, is a two-edged sword, a two-sided coin. If anybody needs help, how do they get a hold of you?
I like to say, again, our website's kind of a one-stop shop for all things farm rescue. If you're a family in crisis, you'd like to fill out an application, you can do that right there on our website. If you know of a family that's going through an injury, an illness, or natural disaster, you can refer them there right through our website. Sign up to volunteer, sign up to be a business sponsor, or just make an individual donation. It's all right there, farmrescue.org.
And for the farmers who are in the combine cab right now, or have been off and on through the weekend, or will be, and you're looking down at that yield monitor, hey, it's a little better than you expected. There's more soybeans in that field, and you'd know that, hey, it's probably going to be true in the cornfield too. Do a little sharing and make some of the prices are good for the commodities right now. Share a little bit with Farm Rescue and help support the work they do. Great. Thank you, Dan Erdman, Program Manager for Farm Rescue. Appreciate it. And have a good week at the Odegaard Farm and all of the other places where you're helping farm families in need. Appreciate it, Dan.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet. Hey, oh, by the way, are you having a support banquet this week, this winter?
You know, we're still kind of in the process of figuring that out. It may be changing a little bit as we move forward here, and we might try a little something different, maybe in the summer months this time around, because there's never quite that perfect time of year, it seems like. Last year it was calving season. You know, a lot of times we're still in harvest season when we try to have that. So, again, our board of directors is still kind of figuring out the best course of action moving forward there, but I'll be sure to let you know once we get the details ironed out there, Mick.
Maybe there's nothing wrong with an outdoor picnic or barbecue in the slow times in the summer. That's a thought, too.
So. Exactly.
All right. Hey, Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue, thank you. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mick.
All right, coming up on the bottom of the hour, let's take a break for the closing markets next on Farm Talk.